I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. It doesn't get any better than this when you tune into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected to get because you continued to show up and put yourself out there doing the work did not yet result at the scheduled time or the scheduled location. We put all that together and throw a huge dose of personal initiative, which makes you go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. All of that together, you have the mindset and now the podcast that we call Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. I'm happy to have you here today. Congratulate yourself on being here. And today's topic, today we're talking personal initiative. We're talking confidence. We are talking the fact that people will not stop you from doing what you want to do once you start doing it. People will not stop you from doing what you want to do once you actually start doing it. I think it's something as basic as sometimes when I'm out in the street by myself, I'll be Snapchatting or vlogging on camera in public, and I'll see people look at me like this guy has a camera on him, or sometimes I'm sitting working, I have a camera pointed at me while I'm working. I'm not even paying attention to the camera, but the camera's on me, and I see people noticing. Sometimes people come up to me and ask me what I'm doing. People have a pretty good idea, but they seem to be surprised by the novelty of it, somebody actually doing it. And people don't even want to do something as simple as do a snap, a video snap, where they're actually talking, or an Instagram story in public. And the reason people don't want to do it is because they're thinking about what everybody else is going to think about them. What are people going to think if I do this? What if people stare at me? What if people laugh at me? I don't know if I should do this. I'm kind of nervous about doing it, especially when I'm out by myself. See, in about 5 seconds, though, if you were to start doing a snap, which is 10 seconds, or IG story, which is 15, or vlogging, however long that's going to be, after about 5 seconds of doing whatever it is you're going to do, once you just start doing it, people who are looking at you or staring at you, or you think going to think something about you, they will look at you, they will stare at you, and they will think something about you for about 5 seconds. And then they go right back to paying attention to themselves, which is their number one priority. And this is what I want to talk to you about here today. It's not about Snapchatting or vlogging out in public, but if you want to start doing that, you might as well, because nobody's going to stop you and nobody's going to give you an invitation to start. But once you start doing things, once you take initiative in anything in life, anything that you want to get done or anything you want to see happen that hasn't yet happened, nobody's going to get in your way and stop you from doing it once you begin. But you must move yourself to take that initial action. Point number one, understand that human beings, all of us, me, you, everybody else, we are hardwired to follow leadership. When someone is leading, when someone steps up, my definition of leading means the person who is going first, the person who's taking initiative. When you step up and lead, people will not only move out of your way, but they will get behind you and follow you to wherever you're going. Why? Because we are hardwired to follow people who take initiative, people who take the lead, people who step up and go first, people who step up and through their actions or words say, this is the direction we're going, follow me. People will follow because human beings are looking for someone to follow. Most human beings are not wired for leadership. You understand that most human beings are not wired to step up and just do something before they see anybody else do it. Take initiative and make things happen before they see anyone else making it happen. Most human beings need someone to tell them what to do or to give them permission to do what they want to do before they actually do it. So when you step up without those needs, without having anyone tell you to do it, without anyone giving you permission, without you having to run it by somebody to see what they think or float a trial balloon, if you just step up and lead, people will follow. They'll not only get out of your way, but they also will follow. And this is what you got to understand about this. People aren't going to stop you once you start. They'll actually get behind you and help you continue to go. Point number two in today's topic is people won't stop you once you've started, which is why you got to take initiative. Understand that your ideas, because you may think to yourself, okay, I get what you're saying here, Dre, but listen, I've had an idea before, or I talked about something before and I shared it with people and people seem to be very intent on stopping me and telling me why it wouldn't work and why I shouldn't do it and why it would be a waste of time. So what do you mean people aren't going to stop me once I've started? Well, this is what you got to understand. Ideas are not real. Ideas are not real. So when I say real, what I mean is that an idea is intangible. You can't see an idea. You can't touch an idea. You can't feel an idea. You can't taste an idea. These ideas are just words. If you share your idea with a person, that means you're telling them the idea, right? You're telling them what you're thinking of. You're telling them what action you may take. You're telling them about some possibilities that have been going through your mind. But understand that ideas are just words, and words are a dime a dozen, as they say. Very cheap. Anyone has access to as many words as they know and are capable of speaking. Everyone has access to millions of words every single day. And this is why ideas and suggestions are so easy to stop. See, people can stop ideas and people can stop suggestions. People can stop questions. Why? Because they're so cheap, because they're intangible. There's nothing real behind them. There's no mass there. There's no matter there that people have to get in the way of. They can just stop them because they're so cheap. All I got to do is throw out more words than you throw out and I'm going to win. There's nothing real behind words. There's nothing real behind an idea. But an action, some form of production, some form of result, on the other hand, that's real. Because in action, we can see in action. We can feel production. We can hold a result in our hand. Whatever that result happens to be, we can see it. Look, it's right there. That's black and white. It's an actual fact. We can feel that in our hands. We can see it. We can taste it. We can touch it. We can experience an action, a production, and a result. There is substance behind those things. And human beings, just as we're hardwired to follow leadership, we are hardwired to respect substance, production, and results. When you can bring those things out of you, substance, production, and results, something that somebody can touch, feel, and taste, they respect it. And they're not going to get in your way. They won't be able to get in your way. Point number three, today's topic again, is people will not stop you once you have begun, but you must begin. Number three, you may not be the only person thinking of what you're thinking about. The idea that you have right now, that thing that you're thinking about doing, or you've been talking about doing, you may not be the only person out there thinking about it. Everybody is waiting to see. This is the thing. Everyone who also is thinking it, they're nervous. They're kind of apprehensive. They don't know what people are going to think. They don't know if it's going to be a waste of time or a waste of energy or a waste of space. So they're doing the same thing you're doing, sitting around waiting to see who's going to go first. Who's going to be the first person to put themselves out there, go out there and take that initiative? So when you become that person, this is what happens. Those people will gladly sit around and watch you just to find out a few things. How risky is it really? Because now we see somebody doing it. How risky is it? How easy is it? And if you come up short, now they have an excuse to not do it. And if you succeed, now they have an excuse to do it because they saw you do it first. This is what initiative is about. This is what leadership is about, people. Based on what happens to you, those people are going to follow you as the leader because you stepped out there and did it first. So now it's on you to be the leader. If you have an idea, something you want to do, something you want to start, an idea that is in your mind that has not become real yet, it is your responsibility to make that idea something tangible. And people are not going to stop you once you've started. Let's recap what I'm talking about here today. The topic again, people won't stop you once you have begun. So if you're thinking about doing something, the fact that you're just thinking about it, that's the reason why you keep getting stopped. The fact that you're just talking about it, the fact that it's just an idea in your mind, that's the reason why it keeps getting stopped, because all you're doing is thinking about it. And as I go on these points, you'll understand why. Number one, human beings are hardwired to follow leaders. We follow leadership. Person who goes first is a leader by default. Person who takes initiative and starts something instead of waiting for permission, instead of waiting to be forced to, instead of having somebody tell them to, that person taking initiative is a leader by default, even if they're not that good at what they're doing. And people, when they see someone leading, they will not only get out of your way and stay out of your way, but they will follow your lead. Why? Because nobody else wants to lead. They don't want that responsibility of being out front if something happens to go wrong. And human beings are more driven by fear than they are by possibility. Number two, at least positive possibility. Number two, ideas are not real. Ideas are intangible. People can't see or touch or feel or taste an idea. Words are a dime a dozen. This is why words and ideas and suggestions are so easy to kill and stop, because there's nothing real. There's no substance there. But action, production, results, those are real. People can see it. People can feel it. People can taste it. People can experience it. And people respect substance, production, and results. You produce those, people will get out of your way. Not only get out of your way, but they'll follow you. Number three, you may not be the only person thinking of doing what you've been thinking about doing for the last 6 months or for the last 3 days or for the last 2 hours that you haven't taken action on. Understand, there's a bunch of other people thinking it, but nobody's moving because everybody's kind of waiting to see who goes first. The person who goes first, everybody's going to watch you go first. They're not going to just jump in and go after you. No, they're going to watch you, because then they can find out how risky it is, because people are driven by fear. Find out how easy it is. People are driven by sloth. They're lazy, don't want to put energy out. And they also know that now they have an excuse to not do it if you come up short or it doesn't go as well as they think it should go. And they also have an excuse to go do it if you do well, because now they see that somebody else did it. Somebody else set the tone. Someone else took the initiative. Someone else stepped up and led. Now they can go follow. So go be the leader so you can get your followers. They're waiting for you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.